Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the way telephone rates keep going up all the time, we begin to wonder if what we have to say is still worth saying. We're happy to have this privilege again to be able to study the Word of God together. It's a privilege to be able to talk to you about the Bible because that's God's Word. And in the teachings of the Bible, we have the opportunity of knowing what God wants us to do and the opportunity of doing what God has commanded. All right, let's get back to our study. We've been talking about what the Bible says about division. It isn't hard to be aware of the fact that division exists in the world about us. We obviously are aware of the fact that the religious division that does exist is not according to the plan of God. Some might argue that it's a good thing to be divided. I used to have a high school teacher who said in a class that she taught that it's a wonderful thing to live in a community where people have so many different ideas in religion and everybody follows their own view in religious matters. What she was overlooking is the fact that the Bible teaches the very opposite of that. The Bible teaches that it is not good and it is not pleasant for us to be divided. I remember a passage, Psalms 133 in verse 1, which says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That's what God wanted. He didn't want us to be divided like we are religiously. You look about you and see, even in very small communities, there are a number of people saying different things in religion, and they are not together. They're speaking their own wills along these lines. Well, what does the Bible teach? We noted from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 that Paul exhorted the brethren to all speak the same thing. Now we wonder, how is it possible that we all speak the same thing? The only way that that's possible is for everyone to just limit himself in what he says to what God has said. Let me give you an illustration along that line. If I were to open my Bible and read about Jesus talking with some people who came to him and who were saying, well, this woman is guilty of adultery, and under the law she was to be stoned, and so that kind of situation, well, if I read about that, and I read that Jesus wrote on the ground, there wouldn't be any division with any preacher in town. If they believe the Bible at all, then when they read that, they would all say, Jesus wrote on the ground. Well, if that's true, then we're sticking just with what the Bible says. But suppose I ask another question. The question this time is, what did Jesus write? Well, I know what he said. Jesus said, "Let him that is without sin cast the first stone." But I don't know what he wrote. And if I were to begin telling you, I think he wrote this, can you see the possibility that somebody else may say, well, I don't think that's the answer? You see, we go in different directions, not on what the Bible said, but on our own view. Now, I believe that principle is true in religious matters everywhere. We're divided not because we look at the Bible and we speak only as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, but because we say the Bible says this and here's my view. And so we begin to tell our own ideas. Now, every other person can say, that's not my idea, and so we stand divided. How can we all speak the same thing? We're going to have to just limit ourselves to what the Bible says. Another illustration. The book of John tells about a man named Nicodemus. The Bible says Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Now, if I say Jesus was approached by Nicodemus at night, is any preacher in town going to say, "Oh no, that's not the case"? Well, they'll have to say that's the truth, because that's what the Bible says. Now, suppose someone comes along and says, "Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he was too busy in the daytime." Or, "Well, he was afraid of the Jews, and so he didn't want to come to Jesus in the daytime. He wanted to come under the cover of night." Might the ideas of men go on and on from that point? And the answer is yes. The fact is, as long as we said just what the Bible says, we were in agreement. But when we went beyond that and began to speak where the Bible doesn't speak, then we became divided. Now, Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, told them, "All of you speak the same thing." How could it be possible? Well, by everybody speaking as the Word of God. I don't need to remind you, I'm sure you're aware of it, that in the religious world today, people have taken every direction imaginable and every idea that they can possibly think of, and they have followed those things during their lifetime. They say they're doing what the Bible says, but in reality, they're just speaking outside of the Word of God. So, our question and our subject for this study is vitally important, isn't it? We need to understand not what somebody thinks about something, not whether there is a consensus in regard to that particular matter, but rather, what does the Bible say about that matter? When I read the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, I read of the Apostle Paul commending the people of Berea and saying they were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they did two things. They searched the Scriptures daily, and they received with meekness the word that was preached unto them. Therefore, they were commended for the thing they had done. Friends, wouldn't it be wonderful if in the world today people would just forget about their human doctrines and ideas and everybody would just speak as the oracles of God? We'd be together like we were concerning why Nicodemus came by night. We would be together like we were when the Bible says Jesus rode on the ground. The division that exists in matters such as what did Jesus write, or the matters of why did Nicodemus come by night, those are things that the Bible doesn't address, and therefore we ought not to be speaking about them. Paul simply said that division is not a good thing. There are many attempts by men and women today to bring about religious unity, but the only kind of an attempt that is going to be fruitful and that will bring about the unity that God wants is for us all to decide we'll just say what God said, we'll follow His word in all things, and we will not turn to the doctrines and the commandments of men. Do you remember the warning in Matthew 15, 8 and 9? "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." You see, the Bible is not the idea that is condemned. It's that which God approves. Well, we'll pick up at this point tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.